Sports. You hear that sound? That means it's time for Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, Trent McMurray, and the voice of TalkTainmentRadio.com, Miss Rita. How y'all tonight?
Doing well, Mr. Bobby.
Doing well. Okay. Come on, boys. Okay. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. That is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Talking Sports. It is the radio the way it should be heard. Listen up. If you would like to call in, you can at 1-877-932-9766. Or you can email me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay, let's start right off. Trent, we talked about it before the show.
Yep.
And let's do it now. Let's talk about the rash of injuries in the NFL. Go ahead, bro.
But you mean the quarterbacks that are dropping like flies?
The quarterbacks that are dropping, brother.
For all of those Pittsburgh fans, Ben's done. Hey. Big Ben is out for the count. Saints fans.
Please, that's me.
Drew Brees. He'll be back.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Who else we got?
Trevor Siemian went down last night.
Trevor Siemian went down for the Jets.
Yeah, Cleveland Clowns got him.
Clowns jumped on him and put him in the little car. And Mr. Cam Newton, Superman himself.
Damn.
Evidently, the kryptonite is affecting him.
Damn.
Cam, we need to talk because kryptonite is a wonderful thing.
Speaking about that, I mean, I don't want to get on anybody for dressing, but have you seen the brother at the podium, man, how he looks?
Who?
Cam.
No, I haven't.
He looked like somebody's grandma.
That just, please.
Got out of church and got ready to go put a pot of greens on.
It ain't Madea.
Well, if you was hit like he'd been hit for the last 14, 24 months, you'd be looking something like that, too.
Damn.
He's getting old.
Superman, huh?
Kryptonite got him.
Is that what it is?
Lex Luthor's beating his rear end.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Hey, now, let me ask both of you this. Do you think that because the college game is now being introduced to the NFL with all these running quarterbacks and all these option plays, do you think that that has any effect on what's going on?
Of course it does. And why do you think they try to put in rules to protect the quarterback?
Protection.
Throwing passes is going to go by the wayside.
Okay. Well, Rita, this is something that Trent and I were speaking about before you got in. With all of the injuries to the quarterback, by the way, Dax is going to get paid. Why can't anybody call up Cap or Nick? What do you think, Rita?
Well, funny you should say that.
Funny.
Because just before I came today, I saw a report that said that Kaepernick's agent is actually contacting teams with quarterback injuries.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. They should at least pretend like they're going to extend an offer, let him see what it looks like. I'm pretty sure he signed some paperwork that said he's not going to ever play in the NFL for some undisclosed amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Collusion.
Collusion? Is that what Black we're calling ball. It today? Well, Colin is in the best shape of his life. He hasn't played football in a while.
At least that's what his girlfriend said.
That's what his agent said.
He's working out 5 days a week at 5 a.m. for 3 years straight. He wants to play, and his agent has been contacting teams in need of a QB. And let me tell you, that list is long.
A long list, yeah.
We're at what, 3 weeks in?
Yeah.
That list is long.
Yeah.
Week three is coming up.
Yeah.
Week three is coming up. Okay. Trent, I know you got a story that I really don't want to hear, but go ahead, lay it on me.
Ha! For all you Pittsburgh Pirate fans, y'all going to be minus a player.
Wow. Yeah, Jolly Roger flies again.
Felipe Vasquez has been arrested for solicitation of a child.
What?
Yes.
Explanation, please.
Agents for the Florida Legal and Pennsylvania State Police took Mr. Vasquez into custody in Pittsburgh today.
What did he do?
On one count of a computer pornography.
computer pornography.
Solicitation of a child and one count of providing obscene material to minors.
Trent, yes. To the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Did he have sex with this child?
No.
Okay.
He planned on. Not yet. At the time, she was 13 when he first met her.
What?
Now she's 15. They continued to have a relationship through text messages, and she received a video in July of Mr. Vasquez in which he is performing a sexual act. Vasquez also sent text messages insinuating that the two would meet up after the baseball season for knocking the boots. Following the arrest, police seize electronic devices that will be examined as part of their investigation. Officers brought Mr. Vasquez to Allegheny County Jail in Pennsylvania, and he will be extradited to Lee County in Florida for trial. He is going to jail.
They got him.
He's done forever. Yep. Done. Forever, ever.
And the brother could play baseball.
Yeah, he
was good. Wow.
He ain't playing. Well, he's going to be playing a different type of baseball.
What's that, Rita?
The devil gives gifts too. You know, he may have been a talented player.
Yes.
But his talent does not outweigh his sickness.
Man.
And we can never let that stand in the forefront. Yes, he was a good player. And it's a shame that he would treat a child like this. And it was quite clearly a child. 13 when they met, and he's been doing this for two years. She's now 15 years old. And they've got him dead to rights. I mean, all of the evidence that he provided on himself. He sent a video. There's text messages. There's emails. Come on, man.
It ain't what you can prove.
What is it?
What is it?
It is what you can prove. It ain't who you know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Rita, since we're on this, what's the latest information that you have on a brother by the name of Antonio Brown?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Trent, what is the latest information you have on?
Well, Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my deal with this. Antonio Brown.
Tony Brown.
Another lady came out and said he sexually assaulted her.
What did he do, Trent?
Antonio Brown is currently being sued by his former trainer, we all know. And a second woman has also accused...
Wait. The second woman?
Second woman. Second. Number two.
Talked about the first last time, right?
Number two.
Number two.
Is accusing him of sexual misconduct. Yesterday. A reliable source from Sports Illustrated released a detailed, scathing column in which other allegations of Mr. Brown's inappropriate conduct were divulged into, including that he exposed his barely covered genitals to a woman he bought into his house to paint a mural.
Kibbles and bits, it looked like. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Kibbles and bits and... Yeah. So she's accusing him. So we've seen this movie before. And here's my prediction.
Okay, here's your prediction. Go ahead.
Mr. Brown is on his way out from ever playing in the NFL again.
Yes.
He let the towel fall down, huh?
I don't know if he let it fall down. I don't even know if it had to fall down. It could have been standing up.
One. Ooh. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, as I see Shekka Khan get ready to get her pipes together. So Antonio Brown doing his thing, huh? Whoa!
Exactly. Okay. Nisa.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're not familiar with the show, when you hear that number,
She's gonna tell us.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I know you was grooving, but
go ahead. I was getting ready to get it. I was going to get it. Okay, well, go get it, baby.
So, I'm going to step to the side.
No, that's okay.
Mr. Bobby.
Yeah, that's my sister over there. Go ahead.
Trent.
Yes.
Vaping.
Yeah.
You know, vaping has been a hot topic in the media. I personally believe it's been a distraction tactic. However, I don't think a lot of people actually know what vaping is.
Okay.
Vaping is e-cigarettes that has a replaceable inhaler cartridge that contains a vegetable glycerin or a polyethylene glycol flavoring and nicotine.
Polyethanol.
Or it can have a THC component.
It ain't poly one a cracker, okay. I can tell you that.
So with every inhalation,
I'll take the THC, please, for 400.
Take B, absolutely, every time. With every inhalation, a sensor within the pipe triggers a vaporizer to heat a small amount of liquid flavoring.
Inhale, but don't swallow.
Okay. The liquid turns to vapor and is drawn into the user's mouth.
Now, okay, Monica.
Is not the same.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to hold that till later. Vaping is not the same as smoking a water pipe or a hookah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Water bong with ice?
That's why I wanted to explain.
It's the only way to do
bit.
It with ice.
In hookah,
a burned mixture of tobacco and molasses is drawn through water to cool the smoke. Burning creates chemicals that are inhaled by the smoker. The vaping technology of e-cigarettes does not burn anything. The liquid mixture is simply vaporized. The vapor does not contain the harmful compounds found in smoke from hookahs or cigarettes. The so-called hookah pen works like an e-cigarette. The pen vaporizes the liquid and it does not involve burning. So in theory, vaping does not burn like tobacco, and it should be safer than conventional cigarette smoking. And a main ingredient in the liquid cartridges, polyethylene glycol. I'm going to say that one more time.
Polyethylene glycol.
Thank you, Trent.
Polly want a cracker.
It's an FDA-approved ingredient, and it's used in many consumer products.
Really?
Carcinogen.
Do you know what polyethylene glycol is?
Tell us.
Yeah.
It's a synthetic food additive that belongs to the same chemical group as alcohol.
Yes.
It's a colorless, odorless, slightly syrupy liquid that has a bit thicker than water consistency.
Slightly.
And it's
slightly.
Practically has no taste. It can
sounds
dissolve.
Sounds like something else.
It can dissolve some substances better than water and is also good at retaining moisture. This makes it very useful as a food additive, and it can be found in a wide variety of processed foods, drinks, and in our vaping pens.
Wow.
And now you know why I don't eat processed foods.
Thank you. So
there have been some outcry here lately, as there have been 7 deaths attributed to using these vaping pens. There was one gentleman in California who died just this morning.
What?
7 deaths.
Yep.
Now, there are over 380 cases reported nationwide of people coming down with this lung disease.
Yep.
That is connected to vaping.
Yep.
You see, any pulmonologist will tell you, don't inhale anything but oxygen, okay?
Woo!
But when you inhale this liquid and oil and chemicals, it does some things in your lungs that they're not too sure about yet. They don't even know what to call it. They're just saying it's disease. So my question is, at what point did you stop believing that you were actually smoking nicotine?
I did not have sexual relationships.
Is that
the
answer?
Mm.
Is that it?
I didn't inhale.
It's an e-cigarette, so it's still nicotine. It's still addictive. It's still something you are inhaling into your lungs. At what point did they think that this wasn't going to be something harmful?
Yes.
They knew it was harmful.
They knew it was harmful.
From the get-go.
So is this backed by Big Tobacco?
Of course it is.
and they are fighting hard. I watched interview after interview after interview looking to see how they framed their responses to this furor over all of these children who were getting sick from vaping. Well, first of all, children should never have had access to it.
That's true. That's true.
Correct.
It should have been regulated in that way to begin with. But it has not, because I'm sure some lobbyist for the tobacco industry somewhere made it possible. But now they want to step back and put regulations on this. But, you know, somebody got that money somewhere that says you can't do that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we knew about vaping. Ooh, wow. Speaking about that, listen to this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's several that I'm going to share with you. The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and yours truly as the co-host. That premieres every Wednesday live at 9 a.m. until 11 Eastern time. Various questions and subject that we discussed there, Mr. Fuller will talk about it. Basically, racism, which is white supremacy. This is Libby. Oh, man, Libby
ooh,
gets into it.
Libby.
Yeah, some Libby. And, of course, one of our favorites, Trent and I, I'm laughing thinking about her, the Quay Morgan Hill Show.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. You got to listen to that. But, listen, all these shows are exclusive to Talk Team at Radio.com, and all you have to do is click on the Talk Team at Radio.com homepage listing for programs, and then you have a selection of the different programs that you can do. Just give it a sample. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Yeah, my name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Trent McMurray and the voice of TalkTainmentRadio.com, Rita. We talk sports and a lot of other subjects. Mm-hmm. And right at this very moment, you can call in if you'd like, 1-877-932-9766, or as I just put out, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Trent.
Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Call me.
E-T, phone home. Give me a story, Trent.
So, college football.
College.
Which is my favorite venue of football.
Yeah, y'all.
After suffering a gruesome broken right leg during a college football game, Buffalo punter Evan Feigen. He was being transported back from the hospital. Actually, they were playing Penn State.
I hate Penn State.
I do too. Guess who called him?
Let me see. It wasn't 45, was it?
No.
Okay. Who called him?
Joe Theismann.
Theismann, the Heisman man, huh?
Theismann. Joe Heisman.
Okay.
Called him and talked to him about, you know, because he suffered probably the most gruesome broken leg in the football history by my New York football Giants and Mr. Lawrence Taylor.
Taylor.
So he actually, Taylor made, exactly. So Joe Theismann called him and he was shocked. And he was actually happy that he called him. He gave him his phone number.
Phone number.
And said, throughout your recuperation, if you need to talk, you're more than welcome to call me.
Call me.
They talked for quite a while. Evan was going to recuperate. He's done for the season, of course.
Yes.
He may even be done forever. But they didn't talk about the severity of the break. But
severity.
I thought that was pretty nice of Joe Theismann said, I sympathize. Okay. I feel your pain.
Wow.
Listen, some breaking news from the TalkTainmentRadio.com update desk. Are you guys ready for this? Special news report. This comes from Newsweek.com. Three poachers.
Poachers?
Poachers. I'm going to poach that. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
There you go.
Three poachers broke in to a South African reserve complex. Remember this, Trent?
Yes.
They got eight
by the Lions. The Lions ate them?
The Lions.
The Lions won poachers zero.
Yeah. The only body part that they found was one skull and one bit of a pelt. Everything else was completely gone. That was according to Nick Fox, the park owner.
Good for the Lions. Good for the Lions.
What if you're going to get eight?
I'm going to get eight by Lions. That's right.
That's what they get from poachers. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call. Rita, do you have something for us?
Yeah, I had mixed feelings on this story here.
Feelings.
He's one of my favorite guys.
Who's that?
Mo Rivera.
Oh, Mariano Rivera. Yeah, Mo.
Enter Sandman.
Who's he play for? Who did he play for?
Damn Yankees.
Played for the
Damn Yankees.
New York Yankees.
Damn. Start spreading.
There we go. Start spreading it, baby.
I'm leaving today.
I'm leaving tonight. Head to the Apple.
I want to.
So wonderful they named it twice.
That's what I'm saying. New York.
These vagabond shoes.
He did.
They are longing to stray.
All right.
The big orange dude.
Right through the very heart of it.
The latest installment of his favorite new presidential pastime, honoring a sports legend who also happens to be a political supporter.
Man.
Mr. Trump bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Mariano Rivera, who was a member of 5-time championship team.
He got 5 rings.
The New York Yankees.
One for the thumb.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that 45 is a athletic supporter?
He's a jock.
He's a jock strap.
He's a jock.
Oh, okay. All right.
That'll work.
All right.
Mariano has been a friend of Mr. Trump for many years.
What?
And he is also known for his spirituality and philanthropy.
Okay.
And he lives in Panama, where he grew up.
Panama.
A fisherman. But in honoring Mr. Rivera,
Panama Red.
The president exactly. emphasized his faith while extolling his lethal pitch. Quote, "It's from God. It's from God," Mr. Trump said.
From God. Huh?
He also took great pleasure in playing Mariano's theme song, which we all remember is Metallica.
All right.
Enter Sandman.
Mr. Sandman. Yeah. Oh, not that one. Oh, okay.
No, different one.
Okay.
Exit lights. In tonight. Grain of sand. Come on.
How about this one? The Wild Wild West. You know that's back on now? I like that show.
Is it?
Robert Conrad?
Robert Conrad. Artemis Gordon.
Really?
There you go.
That was on
Sunday
night.
Hey, I like it, man. I'm watching that one. I got that. Yeah. Yeah, Wild West. I'm not talking about Will Smith either. Wild West.
We're talking about the original.
The original.
And Naku Modi.
How about this one? TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. And guess what? Podcasts are available.
Yep.
That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. In the next half hour or 29 minutes, we're going to have more of these fabulous sports stories. And then Trent McMurray has called up Marvin Gaye, and he's going to tell us what's going on. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Hello, stranger.
Woo.
Hello. Woo. Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah. Long time.
Why, thank you. And you know, you're still as beautiful as the day we...
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking Online.
That's
A-S-A-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ass-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right. And you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Join us, the Talktainment Radio hosts, on Saturday, September the 28th at the New Faith Baptist Ministry Community Outreach Day from 11 to 6 p.m. at 965 Oak Street.
Yahoo!
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Oh, here we go, baby. Oh, yeah. Talktainmentradio.com. Be over you go. Download the Talktainmentradio.com app. Your cell or in your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Richard Bobby. I am the owner of Talking Sports Plus. Along with my brother Trent McMurray and the lucky with voice of TalkTeamRadio.com. This is Peter Arnold. I still get killed there. But anyway, since we have today, anyway, if you'd like to call into the show, you can. Well, I was digging that. 1-877-932-9766. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay. Hey, Miss Rita, before we go into this, do you have another story for me?
I do. We kind of touched
on this. Okay.
Whoa, do I go. Do?
I like to say I do. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway. Big Ben.
Big Ben!
We talked about Ben being out.
The Squealers?
Listen, you broke Ben. Stop talking.
Broke Ben.
Disrespectful about my dude. And
respectful?
My thing.
Hey, please.
Hey. Hey.
He's a pedophile, too.
Hey, hateful horses, whoa. Aren't they? Okay, whoa. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben has an injury to his elbow, going to be out for the season. And in reading about that, I didn't even know the name of his replacement, so I started looking.
And you found?
There's a lot of replacements happening in these first couple of weeks, which we said earlier, but who do you think is better equipped to be the replacement?
It ain't Antonio Brown.
Colin Kaepernick.
So, well, they're okay. We'll see how that works. Number one replacement for Andrew Luck. Retired.
Oh, okay. Andrew Luck.
Our retired
okay.
Andrew Luck.
He ain't Colts. Coming back.
Okay.
Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Biscuit Man. Okay.
Jacoby Brissett. The Steelers have the number 2 ranked replacement in Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah, red nose reindeer.
Have you ever played in the NFL?
It doesn't appear.
Okay. Exactly.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Light up that nose.
But Mason went 12 for 19 for 112 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception in Sunday's 28-26 loss to the Seattle Seahawks.
Go ahead, Russell Wilson. Wow.
The highest paid QB in the game.
Russell.
He could play well enough over the season to earn himself this position if Ben doesn't, you know, recover well.
Yes. Ben ain't coming back.
Assume the position. Yeah,
he's
okay.
Not.
All right.
Bohicum.
Bohica. Oh, bend over. Here it comes again.
Daniel Jones for somebody's Giants.
Jones, yeah, I saw
you. You mean our power forward that we drafted out of University of Duke? Power forward at quarterback.
Yeah.
He starts Sunday.
DJ.
And how about Teddy Bridgewater for the Saints?
Bridge over troubled water, yes.
Mr. Breeze is injured, so Teddy Bridgewater.
Down in the bayou.
Gardner Minshew.
Who the hell is that?
We talking about practice.
Not a game.
We talking about practice.
That was perfect, brother, man.
Gardner
is replacing Nick Foles for the Jaguars.
How come everybody want to leave the Jaguars, man?
Let me out.
And Luke Falk.
Who?
Again, I don't know. He's on the practice squad. I mean, he got the call up.
Got mono.
I went down. Trevor Seaman.
Backup.
Uh-oh. So he's the third.
We talking DNA? Wow.
That's a lot of replacements.
Cap can't get it. Well,
Cap can't get a break.
All that
come
to
on.
Say.
And he better than all them replacements.
I'm telling you, all put it all together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Trent.
Yes.
Let me see here.
Yes.
College football.
Yay.
Football. Go ahead. Talk to me, man.
Mr. Bobby.
I'm listening.
Top 10. There's trouble in the land.
What?
And I'm going to break it down to you.
Break it on down,
Top
brother.
10, of course, Clemson comes in at number one.
They ain't play nobody. Go
Followed
ahead.
Followed by Alabama.
They ain't play nobody either.
Followed by Georgia.
They going to play some people.
Followed by LSU.
Ooh, yeah,
not
down in the bayou.
Sleep on the boys in the bayou.
Go Tigers.
Number five, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, which
I think they're going to drop quickly here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we got our beloved Buckeyes.
You know, Ryan Day is pretty.
You know what?
Yeah, man.
They roll it. They're going to play for the national
championship. They mad, too. They mad.
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Then we got the Gold Domes of Notre Dame.
Which will lose to Georgia.
Georgia this weekend.
This weekend.
Auburn, followed by Florida, and first time in the top 10.
Who's this?
Utah.
You ain't that tall, man.
I am.
You tall.
I'm tall.
You tall.
Yes.
You tall.
And
tall man.
That team up north dropped out of the top 10.
You know what?
Yes.
Michigan, or Miss Again. Keith Reeves.
Yes. Barbara Reeves.
Barbara used to call him Miss Again. They're at Wisconsin.
Yes.
I got my cheese out right now.
You know what?
Well,
I
listening.
Got cheese and a knife.
Okay. Oh, baby. Yes. Hey, Rita, you bring the wine. We can have a party.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and who else?
So, with that. I'm throwing out a prediction right now.
Uh-oh. Watch out, everybody. Trent is predicting.
Let me write that down.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to get beat.
Wait a minute. Who's going to beat them?
Alabama is going to lose.
You mean in the regular season?
Yes.
To who?
To LSU for sure.
Well, how about Georgia?
And probably Georgia.
Okay.
There is a chink in their armor.
Okay. Who is it? Coach Nick Saban?
Not Mr. Saban.
Who is the chink?
But the boys on their beloved defense.
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 You mean they don't have a minister of defense?
There is no minister of defense, and we all know that defensive wins championships.
That's right.
So they're about to be exposed in the coming weeks.
Oh, nasty, nasty boys. Okay, who else you got on that list, man?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Now, I'm okay. Here's my biased remark. All these remarks are said by me because I was born on a football Saturday.
Okay.
The Buckeyes are going to play for a national championship.
You really think that?
The Buckeyes, the Ohio State University, is going to play for a national championship.
Speaking about that, they got denied for the THE.
That's okay. No, they didn't.
Yeah, I saw the article.
No. There was another school that was trying to do it.
Ohio State. So you got an update on the article?
I will have you one tonight.
Okay, thank you. Send it to me.
The Ohio State University.
All right, send it to me, man. All right.
It's a done deal. Gordon Gee did that.
Gee. Who? Okay. Gee.
Bow tie.
All right.
So with that, and I am going to throw out another prediction.
Uh-oh, predict. Drum roll, please. Okay, go ahead.
That school up north.
Michigan.
They will have a new head coach next year.
Oh, come on, man. Hey!
Yes.
Yeah.
That school up north.
How many years have you been there now?
Harbaugh has only beat us 4 times in the last 20 years. Ah. That school up north has only beat Harbaugh over 7 and will never
shake your booty,
to beat Urban Meyer again.
Shake your booty. I will show you how.
Yes. So,
all right.
This is Jimmy Boy's last year.
Frank
and Chicken.
All right.
There's going to be a shake-up in the top 10.
Before we go over there and get Marvin, Trent, a serious note, I know that everybody, except for me and you, and the voice of TalkToMeRadio.com, Ms. Rita. Everybody wants you to get an app, APP, right?
Okay.
Something is bothering me about that, Trent, because everybody wants you to get that, which I'm not. I don't do that kind of stuff. But I was watching the program last night on MSNBC with Brian Williams.
Yes.
And he talked with Mr. Snowden.
Yes, he did.
And some knowledge that he dropped down about that iPhone and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's scary, but damn!
It's real.
I mean, if I go to the bathroom, man, somebody knows that.
That's
whether
true.
The phone is on or off, I'm being very serious. If I move my automobile.
Right.
They know this.
Privacy, you have no privacy. Privacy
is gone.
You
know, there was a program that was called, Indetecno?
Indetecno.
You and Chris brought that up years ago.
There's no privacy.
Even your privacy is not private.
No.
Damn.
Even you try to keep them covered.
Man.
They're still not private.
Come on, Antonio Brown. Man. Oh, man.
But, yeah, you're right.
He dropped that on it, and you know, and everybody wants you to get an app. They got an app for this, app for that. Not my phone.
They want you to be socially engineered.
I'm telling you.
Not going to happen. That's why I'm on no social media.
You know what?
Apps make it convenient.
Yeah. I don't care about convenience.
Yeah, convenient. They're watching every move you make. They got the dossier on you.
Right.
What you did last night at 12:01 a.m. reading, and your ingrained headaches, they know all about
that. That's true. Why do you think I turn off location services?
Disconnect, baby, disconnect.
That's right.
All right, I see Marvin over there getting ready to get tuned up here. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And we'd like Marvin to get tuned up here. This is the time of the program. We have my brother Trent. He's going to tell us what's going on. This is Trent Frank. Trent, what do you think?
Now, Mr. Bobby, we all know that in the year 2019, there's an epidemic. So the media says.
Brother,
and it's called opioids.
Opioids.
And crystal meth or whatever else you want to call it. Now,
crystal meth. I think I know her.
To bring some love
here today.
She's nasty.
Okay.
Anyway, opioids.
Wait a minute. You ain't talking about booger sugar, are you?
Now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Now, booger. sugar. Opioids. Prescribed opioids by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it is an epidemic.
Wait a minute. All right,
because I'm going to put it out there. This is my opinion. I can do it, and I'm grown. If you don't like it, too bad. Because it's the majority of the users are white America. White America. It's an epidemic.
He said it.
But we've seen this movie before.
Yeah, a replay.
Back in the 80s, when there was the crack epidemic. There was no epidemic. They were putting us in jail. They were killing us. They were letting us be homeless. And they wouldn't help us. Because the opioid epidemic is once again, the man behind the curtain does what he wants to do and helps who he wants to help. And just happens to be people of non-color.
The oligarchs and the cabal. Wow.
Because now, the good neighborhood uses mama's prescription medication because she can't stand daddy. Now he's in
partnership with Bounce 23 TV. It's the third.
In a sweatshop somewhere in China.
Yeah. Foxconn.
Yeah.
A sweatshop somewhere in China. They want the money on both ends.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Is die.
Want the money on.
So
both
the lawsuits are flying back and forth. You know, Apple insists it owns the iPad name and has accused ProView of failing to honor its agreement. Now,
flashback.
That was a flashback from the fabulous program in the techno. I remember I used to want to get on a Tomorrow's Technology Today.
That's right.
The three T's. That was back then.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, we had some shows.
I'm mad to talk about that.
Yeah, we got to do that too. Miss Rita,
indeed.
Could you find another story in there for us?
Absolutely.
That you would like to expose? Okay, exposure coming up here.
Exposure. Uh-oh.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Don't try this at home. I'm a professional.
Please.
You know, watch out.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a minute. Damn horse on drugs.
Yeah.
Hey. Opioids. It's an epidemic.
My own silver.
And not away.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Four. Man.
Move to drop the case and lighten the penalty for any horse found to have the banned substance that Justify tested positive for in its system.
Wow.
Rick Baedeker, the executive director of the California Horse Racing Board, told the Times that there was no way that we could have come up with an investigative report prior to the Kentucky Derby.
Wow. Aww. You know what, Trent? Now, that gives a whole new meaning to the movie, They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
They
in,
do.
In the ass. Okay.
All righty.
Just making glue.
Okay. Oh, cha-ching. Now that one gets a cha-ching.
Yes.
Glue, baby. Glue, baby. That's what we love about the voice.
Woo. They cheat any way they can.
Hey. Trent, do it. Give me one.
So I got one for you.
Got one for me.
Michael Jordan.
Uh-oh. MJ.
MJ.
What he done now?
He getting into the tequila business.
Why?
What?
So, with that.
Everybody drunk but me.
Straight out of Boston, Michael Jordan.
MJ.
Has teamed up.
Team.
With.
With.
Owners of the Celtics.
Uh-huh.
Lakers.
Yeah.
And the Bucks.
Bring back Bacardi's 151.
To create an ultra premium blend of agave liquor that
has already
won prizes at tasting competitions from New York to L.A.
They ain't give me none.
Well, that's on you.
Oh, okay.
It's not this particular.
I want it in me, not on me. Okay, go ahead.
There we go. This group of folks are bringing a premium blend of tequila to market.
Yeah.
The idea came about 3 years ago when Jordan bonded over a love of tequila while having dinner with the owner of the Celtics and his wife. The Lakers owner, Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie!
And the Milwaukee Bucks owner,
Wes
Eat. So these people came down and said, we wanted this tequila that tasted great.
Yeah.
And in a telephone conversation on Monday, they are competitors on the court. But when it comes to making money, we all on the same.
You know what? I thought you were going to tell me about what he did to the Charlotte Hornets. He hired two people off of the Hornets to be also investors in the Hornets. How about that?
Okay.
Spreading the wealth.
Oh, is it spreading the wealth or do he need money?
Oh. You're not supposed to say that, Trent.
I'm sorry.
You okay. Got a problem?
He's in the tequila business now. So
tequila. Is that the one with the worm in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Rump shaker. Hey! Boom, zoom, zoom, and a boom, boom.
I ain't in there. Rump roaster. Yeah.
But no, real tequila has worm in the bottle.
Okay.
That would be Cuervo Black.
Cuervo, Jose Cuervo. Okay.
Jose.
Me know Jose.
I know Jose.
Sammy Sosa. No,
yeah. No hablo inglés.
No hablo inglés. Yeah. And then he said, "What is that word for Japanese?" He said. Not Namasi, that's Indian.
Konnichiwa,
yeah. Tell me, what the you talking about?
You don't know.
No hablo inglés.
Yeah, no Konnichiwa.
Again, lightning drugs.
Yeah, lightning. We ain't talking about Noxzema either, or ultra skin tone cream.
We talking about pure bleach.
We talking basketball. Hey, listen, Trent.
Yes.
Why, and Rita, maybe you can answer this, why is women's tennis...
Women's what?
Tennis.
Okay.
Why is it so popular? Why do you think it's so popular?
Uh-oh. Here we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
One, two. Yeah. There we go.
Ah.
One, two. Bring it to the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre on the dog.
Ready to make an
now
entrance, so back on
up. Now we talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
give me the microphone.
Like I'll tell you why women's tennis is so popular.
Okay.
And this ain't freaking rocket science.
Okay, we got Venus. I'm
back.
Serena. We got Sloane Stephens.
What about my girl?
Townsend, she's in there.
Shapovalova.
Yeah, I was thinking about those sisters. And one more sister.
I know you're talking about the sisters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you know what?
What?
It's seriously.
Yes.
When they ain't playing, not too many.
Not people watching. That's right.
Watching.
They becoming the Tiger Woods of tennis.
Absolutely. I'm telling you.
Why can't we get some brothers on the men's side?
Brothers don't play tennis.
Mm. Mm.
They play basketball.
Yeah.
Brothers don't play tennis.
Yeah.
You know why?
No, I don't know
why. You show me a tennis court in Compton. Even though that's where the Williams sisters came from, oh, they yeah. came from Compton. Yeah.
Speaking about Compton.
They wasn't there that long.
Yeah, no, wasn't, no they wasn't there that long. You seen that new Fox
FX? That new what?
The new series, not really new, I think it's 3 years old.
What's it called?
Called Snowfall.
Absolutely.
Oh, give me Bruh. Some. Give me some.
That's right there with The Wire.
Come on. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Snowfall.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
It's on my next list.
Go ahead.
It should be on serious. Your now list.
In fact, because you can go back and catch the yes. episodes and yeah. get up to, yeah, because it just went off. Yeah, get up to speed. All right, let's talk some basketball while we got a
Ooh,
few minutes here.
Mr. Bobby.
Yeah, okay. Baseball, okay.
Basketball?
No, baseball.
You mean the winningest team in baseball?
No, I ain't going to talk about the Yankees. But the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the A's, and the
you
Astros.
You just said.
I know. But they seem to be it. The Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the A's, and the Kissimmee Astros.
Kissimmee.
Yeah, Kissimmee.
Oh, no, kissing. I'm not kissing you.
No, hell no, man.
She kissing me.
No! Yeah, all right. Koopa. Anyway, they seem, those five franchises, unless there's another one, seem to be making headway there. What do you think about that?
They making all the money because they got all the money.
Mm-hmm. You mean the Boston Red Sox are not in it?
Did you not see what the Yankees did to the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm not a Red Sox fan, but I'm glad they got their ass whooped.
They got mown their ass whooped. They got their hat handed to them, their head handed to them. They walked away red.
Yeah. They spanked that ass.
Hello.
Okay. Cowboys, Rams, Patriots, Seahawks, who else in the National Football League? Who else?
The Chiefs.
Oh, I didn't have that.
The Rams.
I wait a minute. Got the Rams down there. The Chiefs. You
right. The Chiefs.
Jeez. Mahomes, Patrick. Huh?
Chiefs doing it.
Chiefs.
Okay.
Now, see, one, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Rams got a black quarterback. No? Yeah? No?
Maybe.
No? Seahawks three and the Chiefs. Man, what, you remember when they used to say the brothers couldn't quarterback?
Of course. And who broke that mold?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot about Lamar.
Lamar.
You see what he's done?
Yes.
Mm.
See?
Run for the money.
He running for his money. Mm. Pay that brother.
Pay the brothers. Okay. One more little story, Rita. We got a minute and a half. Yes, no?
I do.
Go ahead,
France
baby. Give it to me.
Whooped Team USA's tail in the World Cup you basketball know what? Tourney.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. France whooped Team USA's tail in the World Cup basketball
They sure
tourney,
did, didn't they?
And they were not expecting it.
Who cares?
I do. Because Greg Popovich did not like
it's USA, Trent.
Who cares?
Basketball, man.
So let me explain something to y'all.
We ain't talking about practice.
Hold up.
Now. We ain't talking about practice.
But here's the thing. Team USA. Right. Team USA ain't Team USA because it ain't got the USA's best players on the team. Who cares?
By Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert!
Gobert.
Yeah, he went bare.
He didn't put on clothes?
He didn't put on no clothes.
Okay. Gobert, Rudy.
Team France rallied.
You got me swinging!
89-79 victory. I'm not playing with you two anymore today. France had a stunning victory in the southern city of Dongguan.
Dongguan.
France's victory ended a 58-game Team USA winning streak.
Wow.
Who cares?
An Olympic, World Cup, and FIBA Americas play.
FIBA.
Who cares?
Back to Greece's victory over the Americas.
Well, I bet it was hot in Greece, wasn't it?
2006.
That's Al Green.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hot grits.
That too.
That's my wife.
Well, anyway, you're right, Trey. They haven't sent the best players.
Right.
They were tired, man.
So tired.
Yeah. Hey, what is this NBA mauling a $10 million? Talk to me,
exactly.
Man.
NBA is looking at a $10 million fine for tampering. They're sending out a memo to all the team owners of the NBA.
That
if you start talking to other players and trying to.
If you.
I can't. I don't own a team. I'm the wrong color.
If you. Man.
Right. So, proposing a new top fine of $10 million for teams conducting the practice, according to a league memo obtained by ESPN Sports. Other maximum fine levels could be raised significantly as well, provided the league's board of governors approve the measures Friday. The league sent a memo to teams last week detailing the proposed fines. The memo addressed what the league has called a widespread percentage that many of the league's rules are being broken on a frequent basis.
So they found a way to circumvent everything, huh?
I'm circumventing. Are you?
I'm trying to get there, brother. trying to get there. Circumvent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, well, I mean, I guess so, man, if they cheating. But if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Like grandma, you say, do something, even if it's wrong. Do something.
Do something. Huh? Okay. I don't want to take no tests and get caught cheating, you know. But, you know, hey, cheating in the meeting, okay.
Here's the kicker.
Okay, kick me, baby.
The
Go
league
ahead.
Wants to raise in part to reflect the 600% increase in league revenue.
Whoa. No wonder it's a player.
And the 1,100% increase in franchise value.
You watching basketball this year?
No.
Okay. How about
I'm going to keep my eye on the Clippers.
Oh, because?
Kawhi. Why? Because Kawhi going to get a ring.
He going to get a ring?
On the other side of the planet.
Ooh, wait a minute. You think LeBron's going to have something to say about that?
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but I
asked LeBron ain't got no choice. He ain't got nobody. He got no help. That was the dumbest move in the second coming of the world to go to L.A. You ain't got nobody.
Ain't got nobody.
And we all know one man ain't no show.
Ain't that it? A no-fly zone up in Arctic. Wow.
No-fly zone in the Antarctic.
In the Antarctic, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't take dog sleds. I can't take snowmobile on part of the planet for no reason.
They don't want you to see that hole?
They don't want me to see that hole.
In the ground. Okay. Wow.
I don't want to see that hole either.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going home tonight, as usual. Have my bottle of kryptonite. I don't want to see the hole in Antarctica.
Okay. Is there a hole down? I mean, there's a hole down under. Is there a hole on top of the world?
What world?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You mean to tell me it's flat?
Firmament? Wow.
Firmament?
Yes.
Genesis?
Huh.
Chapter 1?
Verse 10.
There's a dome over it?
Come on, man. Kyrie is not that smart.
And there's no pictures of the Earth?
None.
All of it is CGI?
CGI.
Yeah.
NASA-generated. NASA and Disney.
Fake news. Okay.
Huh.
Woo! Man, I'm telling you, you something else.
Who?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, what can I say?
I want to go to Antarctica.
You do? Yeah. I was waiting on this. Our girl just walked in.
Please.
You know what happens when you see that, when you hear that song? Every damn time sure flies when we're having fun. So let me say this. So we have the voice, Rita and Trent. And of course, me. TalkTamitRadio.com, the first British radio. Radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you in 2. All righty. God bless.
Thank you.
go to Antarctica.
You do? I do. Yeah. Well, guess what? I was waiting on this. Our girl just walked in. Janet. You know what happens when you see that, when you hear that song? That means time sure flies when we're having fun. So let me say this. I'm going to have the voice, Rita and Trent.